Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strauman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, this grain market, corn trying to battle back here, everything else holding its own, I guess I probably should say. Huh?
Yeah, it is. I think corn, you know, we were kind of mixed out of the gate this morning, but that market firmed up and we traded 3 to 5 cents higher for most of the session. You know, Mexico came in and bought some corn, and I think that offered some support. And we had some sale announcements now for the fourth day in a row, and I think that's providing some underlying support. And maybe corn is cheap enough in the U.S. here to be competitive on the world market. And again, those sale announcements certainly offer support. And that market's also oversold, and we saw some light short covering there today. And the soybeans kind of struggled this morning. You know, the palm oil futures were sharply lower overnight. We've got harvest activity that's picking up in Brazil, and the coronavirus still being talked about and the effect it could have on the world markets. But that market, again, too, firming up here into the close. And the wheat complex, slightly lower today. The winter wheat conditions did decline, but the dollar's stronger as well.
Yeah. Well, that panic selling yesterday that we saw, cooler heads prevailed here today the way it looks.
Yeah, they did. I think, you know, kind of a turnaround Tuesday type of a trade. And you saw that in the markets over the weekend, especially Sunday night with that news of the coronavirus and how it was spreading. And again, I think you look at that and the effect it had on those markets, you know, Sunday night, and it certainly carried over to the Monday's trade as well.
Cattle markets kind of two-sided there as well, with the feeder cattle and the hog markets higher. The fat cattle just couldn't muster any strength here.
You know, they couldn't. We traded mixed for most of the morning, slightly lower into the afternoon. The funds have been long that market and maybe liquidating some of those positions. The cash market's been steady here for the past 3-4 weeks, and expectations are that top might be in here in the near term. You know, that's adding some weakness there as well. We saw some decent gains in the feeders this morning. They did back off into the afternoon. Still going to close slightly higher here in the front months. But, again, the light pressure that we saw in the live cattle certainly spilled over, and some decent gains in the lean hogs. Again, the futures were at near contract lows, and we saw some short covering. A stronger cash market today offering support, and again, I think traders remain somewhat optimistic that we'll see some additional sales of pork to China here in the future.
Yeah, once I think everybody is kind of waiting to see what happens next week once they get back from their Lunar New Year holiday.
You know, that's exactly right. Usually the markets are kind of quiet, you know, in that time frame, and then we'll see what happens with the coronavirus, too, as we move forward you know, what kind of effect that might have. But, again, I think they still need pork and they still need some protein, and we've got plenty of it.
Yeah. You mentioned the outside markets. Dow putting in a decent day here today. The dollar index is a little stronger. Gold was down almost $10 an ounce here at times.
It was. And you look at, again, the Dow Jones yesterday sharply lower for most of the session, and the dollar being stronger. You know, just the outside market influence that can happen with these markets. And crude oil was also sharply lower yesterday morning. So a lot of influence from the outsides and certainly spilling over to the grain and livestock trade.
Anything else we need to be talking about or should be aware of?
You know, I think just kind of monitor the South American production. We'll look for some fresh sale announcements, hopefully from China, as we move forward. And then we'll be into February, so we'll be looking at the next monthly USDA report.
Brian Strauman at Progressive Ag Marketing.